from a, you know, I always had bipolar disorder, probably developing when I was 12 or 13. And then I survived a gang rape when I was 16. And that on top of coming out in the church, and that on top of being a fat person, there was a lot that felt so heavy to the point that I was just like, I can't exist in this world. There is no space for me. I don't feel at home in my body. I don't feel at home in this world. And it hurt. Everything hurt. And I think where I am right now, I'm realizing that there's even a canned way that we talk about trauma, that we talk about pain, that we talk about abuse, and that so many things are far more complex than we give credit for in discussing. And so a lot of times when you see narratives about people who suffered abuse or people that were raped, like there's a specific way in which it's talked about anyway, that it doesn't give room for the complexity of actual narratives. And I think it's been sort of my life's mission to really give light to the complexity of self, that we're all born complicated. We're all born really multifaceted. And I think it's a desire to be loved and accepted that makes us cut off parts of ourselves in order to be digestible so we can be loved. And what would happen if we could just embrace each other in our full complexity? And the fact that I want to make pop music, I also want to talk about different things, and I also want to dismantle white supremacy. There's stuff I want to tackle, and how can I achieve that? And also take up space doing it, and have permission from other people to do it. Mm. Yeah.
Well, you were sent here. You have a purpose, and you know, you are helping many, many people. Many, many people with your voice, your music, your message, your thinking, your survival story. So, I mean, you're a survivor, and you're a lovely young lady.
Thank you.
Lovely, by all measures. And I know you mentioned that you're a plus-size girl, and so you have put that to a message with, I guess, JCPenney. You've got a video out, so maybe you could tell me about that.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's really bizarre that you'll go into, like, a store and they'll have a maternity section, but they won't have plus size clothing. And I'm like, people are pregnant for 9 months. Like, I've been fat my whole life. Can I please have some clothes at your store? Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's not even, you know, that you have to